something that a lot of people have wanted to know for a long time, because we have so many schools of education in the United States. There are literally 1,450. But nobody knows really much about the individual quality of those programs. So a lot of people over the years have tried to figure out how to do this right. We actually looked to a model that was started back in 1910 by a guy named Abraham Flexner. He went around the country to look at the nation's medical schools, because in 1910, believe it or not, medical schools in the United States were deplorable. You could get into a medical school without a high school diploma, and when you got there, you never worked on a body, live or dead. So a foundation paid him to go around the country and rate them. And that exercise is credited 100 years later. It's credited with transforming medical education in the United States and really bringing about wholesale improvements.
How many schools are you planning to look at, and what are the how are you judging them? What criteria are you using to come up with this with this rating?
We're looking at 1,150 schools and institutions in the country, and that's just about. You'd think it's almost all of them. They're 99.1% of the producers of teachers, and then the remaining 300 produce less than 1% of teachers. So we're looking at the vast majority. And what we're doing is we are applying the standards that K-12 educators tell us what they need in new teachers. So we talk to superintendents. We talk to principals of schools. We are ourselves a K-12 organization, so we have a very good sense of what it is schools need from their new teachers. And over a period of 8 years, we developed a set of standards that reflect what those schools need. Do they know how to teach reading? Do they know any math? Are they strong in their content area? Do they know anything about classroom management, about data and assessment? These days, teachers really have to know how to interpret data and use it to improve their own instruction, and that's something that is not occurring in a lot of schools of education. So it's very reflective of what is relevant to K-12 education.
Are the schools cooperating with you?
Interesting that you should ask. That's the tough part of this exercise, is that when we announced a year and a half ago that we were going to be doing this, the schools of education were in an uproar. They did not want an external organization taking a look at what they do in this kind of very hard and specific way. And many of them organized a boycott against us, and certainly that's been very prominent in Massachusetts with both the public and the private institutions there.
So you haven't had a lot of cooperation from the schools of education in Massachusetts?
No, not at all. In most parts of the country, we have about two-thirds of the public institutions who are fully cooperating. And when I say cooperating, I simply mean that they are willing to let us look at course materials and syllabi and graduation requirements and student teaching requirements. So a whole array of what it takes to deliver a high caliber program. So about two-thirds of all the public institutions in the United States are willing to give us access to those materials, and about a third are not. Massachusetts is a disproportionate number of schools in Massachusetts. I'd say all 11 public universities in Massachusetts are refusing to even comply with an open records request into those institutions. So at least one at a reasonable rate. They're willing to turn over the materials at a very high fee, one which we know is designed to make it impossible for us to gain access.
Now, you have an agreement with U.S. News and World Report to publish your results. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely the case, yes.
And what's the publication date? Is there a publication date?
So very early in 2013, we will be delivering, we'll deliver at the end of 2012, and they'll publish early 2013. And I should make it clear that we can produce a rating of every institution with or without their giving us access to course materials. We have other ways of getting course materials than from directly from the university if they refuse to cooperate. So, and we can rate all institutions against at least some of our standards without any cooperation. So we will be delivering to U.S. News a comprehensive evaluation of all the programs in Massachusetts and all the programs in the United States.
What do you expect that will be done as a result of these of this ratings being published, of this information being disclosed?
We're trying to drive wholesale change in the field. The field, it's not just this little organization in Washington, D.C. that has observed that teacher education is in need of massive overhaul. The Secretary of Education has been extremely articulate on this front, calling for a revolution in thinking. And actually, many people within the field of teacher education have observed that the field needs massive overhaul, that there are programs that ought not to be delivering teachers to public schools. So we're not unique in this thought, but certainly we are out front in the battle.
Is this going to be a grade that's going to be assigned to schools, a ranking?
We are not ranking programs. We are simply going to give them a grade, a letter grade, A through F. There are too many of them to do, 1 through 1,050 ranking. And that's part of the problem. There really are too many programs in the United States relative to what other nations have. It's very hard to produce programs of high caliber because the field is somewhat chaotic. There are just so many programs. Some of them produce 10 teachers a year. Others of them produce 300, 400 teachers a year. There really is no, there's very little governance of these programs.